For exchange theory, another positivist theory, the common pattern for all societies is the social form of exchange. The idea here is that all social behavior involves some type of give and take. Economic exchange, for example, involves exchanging money for a product, but also other relationships, such as romantic partnerships, can be viewed in that way. For instance, if one person is more devoted to the relationship or gives more thoughtful gifts, this could be viewed as an exchange imbalance. But doesn't that sound a bit reductionistic, reducing all social behavior to exchange? This is why some view this as a cynical perspective that ignores the fact that we aren't always just calculating how to make a profit or analyzing our social debts. And sometimes we just, for example, cut our economic or social losses instead of trying to continue to make a profit.